A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Lamed Vav, Shavuos 36a, pagination is 71. Counting up from the wide lines, four lines at the end of a line. Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, Amen, using the word Amen, Bo Shavua, it could be the acceptance of an oath. Bo Kabbalas Devarim, it could be the acceptance of terms of an agreement. Bo ha'amanas devarim, and it can also be an affirmation, an endorsement on what was said. And he explains. Bo shavua, the case of an oath through an amen, dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, parshas naso, ve'amra ha'isha amen amen, by the sota, the Kohen is the one who says the words, and the woman only says Amen to his words, and that's the acceptance of the oath, that she is not in violation of illicit relations, and she's denying the charges against her, and that's why she drinks the sota water for verification. But if she were to agree that she was in violation, then she would not be accepting the oath, and she would not be saying Amen. The Amen is the acceptance of the oath that she did not do it. Likewise, we've encountered the concept of Amen by Shavuos Ha'Edus, that the litigant adjures the Edim that he wants them to say Edus in Beis Din, and they say, Amen, we accept the oath that we do not know testimony on your behalf. Turns out they're wrong, turns out they lied, we have to deal with it, but that's the concept of Amen regarding a Shavua. Bo Kabbalas Devarim, what do we mean when we say it's the acceptance of terms, the acceptance of an obligation? Dichsiv, the Pasuk in Chumash Devarim, describes, Oru Rasha lo yokim es divrei HaTorah hazos lasos osam, cursed is the person who does not accept, promote the words of Torah, support the words of Torah. Ve'amar kala'om amen, and the people answered amen. They accepted upon themselves this obligation and the aru, the curse, the ramifications. The third that was listed was bo ha'amonas devarim, and this is the amen that we're most familiar with. It is an affirmation, an endorsement on what was said. And the source for this is quite interesting. Dichsiv, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Vayomer Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah Hanavi said, and he's talking to Hananya, who is a simply understood a false prophet. We can discuss whether he was well-meaning or not, but the Radak's words, quite simply, are Navi Sheker. This is in Yirmiyah Chavches. Vayomer Yirmiyah HaNavi, and Yirmiyah HaNavi said, Amen, indeed, approved, affirmed, I wish what you're saying was true. Ken Yasa Hashem, I wish Hashem should do like you're saying, Yokem Hashem es Devarecha, may Hashem establish that which you are prophesizing. What is it that Hananya was prophesizing? So the first group had already been sent into exile in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. We find, for example, in Megillas Esther, Im Yechanya Melech Yehuda, the original Galus from Yerushalayim that included Yechanya, their leader, and Mordechai as well. And they went into Galus, but the Beis HaMikdash was continuing to operate. And there was another king, Tzidkiyah, at this time. And Hananya said, prophecy, so-called prophecy, that Hashem was going to reverse the trend and was going to bring everybody back to Yerushalayim and all would be well. And Yirmiyah was still saying prophecy that the destruction is imminent due to Shuvah, and what happened to them is going to happen to you, and the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So Hananya makes, with great pomp and ceremony, a declaration that the king of Babel is going to be weakened and the trend will be reversed. And Yirmiyah responds, Amen, I wish it were so. Ken Yasa Hashem, so may Hashem do. Yakim Hashem es Tivarecha, may Hashem do your will. So at first glance, the word Amen that Yirmiyah is using might well be really not much of an applicable Amen. Yet, Yirmiyah used the style that people would use if something was worth endorsing. In other words, if Hananiah is a false prophet, what are you saying Amen to? But Yirmiyah says quite graciously, Amen, I wish it were so, even though it's not, and I have prophecy that it's not, but I wish it were so. A little bit more comfortable might be that Yirmiyah was indeed answering Amen. Rashi tells us that if a prophet says prophecy on something bad and Hashem doesn't do it, that doesn't prove that he's a false prophet, because maybe Hashem saw tshuva and regretted the bad and reversed the decree. But if Hashem promised good through a prophecy and it doesn't come, that prophet is false, because Hashem would not go back on a commitment to do good. And therefore, Yirmiyah conveys to Hananiah, you're putting yourself in a precarious place by saying something good is going to happen against the Navi Amiti, Yirmiyah. You're going to be proven wrong, because the good has to happen and it's not going to happen. But Yirmiyah could still be in hopeful mode, where he has to say the prophecy on the destruction, but I wish it were true. I wish Hashem would reverse the decree. I wish what I'm saying should be proven wrong, I guess. If people do tshuva and things work out well. You have the concept by Nineveh. Yonah says, Nineveh nehefoches, Nineveh is going to be overturned. So one explanation is it was overturned through tshuva. But another explanation would be, listen, they did tshuva, so Hashem didn't bring the destruction. Okay. So Yirmiyah is a source that Amen is an affirmation on a blessing, on a prayer. And indeed, this is the Amen, as I mentioned, that we are most familiar with. In Siman Kuf Chaf Dalid of Orach Chaim, Se'if Vav, the Mechaber writes, V'yanu Amen acha kol bracha. A person should answer Amen whenever he hears a bracha, whether he's being yotze with it or not, and his kavana should be, Emes hi habracha, Sheberach hamivarech, what he's saying is true, Va'ani ma'amin bozeh, and I believe in it. You have a bracha. Baruch ata Hashem, Yotzer hama'oros. Hashem is the creator of the luminaries. Person would say, Amen. Yes, it's true. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei points out that that's true by a birchas hoda'ah, if we're praising Hashem, but sometimes we're making a request. And, for example, by Chonein HaDoas, that Hashem grants wisdom, it's not just that it is true, and that Emes Shehu Chonein Deya, that Hashem is the one who grants wisdom, but also V'yihi Ratzon Sheyu Chonein Lanu, it's also a request that Hashem grant us the wisdom. Kaddish Tzorech Lachaven Ala Osid. When we say Kaddish, a person is praying, he's affirming his desire that these great things should happen in the future, that Hashem's presence should be revealed, and that it should be easier to do mitzvahs, and that people should understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pledge allegiance to him. the Mechaber continues that we're very careful not to talk during Chazaras Hashatz. Imsach, if a person talks, Huchote v'godol avono minaso, it's a tremendous violation, a very bad thing. We should make sure to be paying attention to the bracha so that our amen is meaningful, that we're actually paying attention to what it is that we are affirming. And finally, the Mechaber explains that a person's amen should be precise. It should not be chatufa, yemaher la'anos, answering too quickly. Likewise, the Rama says, it shouldn't be a yesoma, like an orphan, where it's detached too much from the bracha. Ela miyad, kishakilo habracha yane amen, with precision, when the bracha is completed, the person should answer amen. I want to make mention of an interesting halacha that's becoming more and more prevalent in our time, and that is with people in Geirus programs, where they're not Jewish yet, but they're planning to become Jewish, and they're in a program with guidance, so they would be reciting certain brachas, and the question is, do we answer amen to such brachas? So the Mechaber in Orach Chaim, Siman Resh Tes Vav, Se'if Beis, talks about the case of Apikoros, Kusi, and Tinok, people whose intent in the bracha is questionable, and whether we answer amen to such a thing. And the Rama adds, V'onin amen achar oved kochavim, but we would answer amen after a non-Jew if his intent is lashamayim to Hashem. If a person's in a Geirus program, has expressed commitment to become Jewish, just that he has to learn more before he can properly accept everything, so that person is certainly intending it for Hashem. And we would be answering amen to many of those brachas. For example, if he would say, Shahakol nihiye bidvaro, that everything was created by Hashem and he really means it, we would answer amen. What's the difference if a Jew is saying such a praise or a non-Jew is saying such a praise? The word amen is applicable. The one place that it would not be applicable, quite notably, is if they recite a birchas hamitzvos. Because that birchas hamitzvos, a blessing on a commandment, is not truthful yet. They are not commanded al netilas yadayim, to wash hands before eating bread. They're only saying that bracha like a tinok, like a child, by way of education, without true intent, without really being a binding, active bracha. And therefore, if it's a birchas hananin, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we would answer amen. But asher kedushanu matzasa v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim, or lahadik ner shel chanukah, that's not true. That's a birchas hamitzvus, and that's not yet true. And it should be handled delicately, but we should be aware that's not an active bracha to which we would answer amen. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.